Hello and welcome to Purple Comedy. I'm John Burns. I'm recording this live in Scotland, in the Highlands of Scotland, and it's, I have to say, bloody freezing. It's just the end of October, and British summertime actually ends tomorrow, in fact. Scottish summertime actually ended, I would say, sometime towards the end of August, and in fact started, well, sometime towards the end of August. Got two things on the show for you today. A new departure, we'll be interviewing singer-songwriter Adrian Telfer and listening to some of his music. Normally we record comedians, but I just thought it'd be a change. Just before we start talking to Adrian, I've put on the show a little recording I made a few months ago in Snafu Comedy Club in Aberdeen, when we saw the amazing Jason C. Murphy. Remember the C? Very important, the C. Jason C. Murphy. So here, for your delight, Jason Murphy at Snafu Comedy Club.
Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah. Yes!
Please put your hands together and make some noise!
Yeah.
And welcome to the stage, Mr. Jason Murphy!
How are you, alright? Good, you enjoying British summertime? Not in fucking Scotland, or not. My name is Jason. Where I live in Torrey, over there, it's quite rough. Anyone in from Torrey tonight?
No, of course not.
Those electronic tags are rather difficult to remove. Right, Sarah. Torrey's quite rough. Example. I'm walking around the street a few weeks ago. I saw the advice centre, the Citizens Advice Bureau in Torrey. I walked in, it was just an empty room. Table in the middle, piece of paper, simply said, move. The irony there is they'd already moved, taking their own advice. Never thinking. Yeah, I'm originally from Milton Keynes, but now I live in Aberdeen, so, you know, out of a frying pan. Into a deep fat fryer. It's great being in Scotland, I love it. Laugh of recognition there from a fellow English person, perhaps. I don't know. No. Yeah. Ooh, someone went. English, what fair? Train the sights. So how are you all doing? I'm doing fantastic. I get confused these days. I was in a supermarket the other day, and they've changed, don't they? They've all changed supermarkets. They're all technical now, aren't they? They've got self-checkout. I used to self-checkout the other day for the first time. I stood there, they just put a piece of paper out. It said on it, yeah, it's you. It's a thinker, man, or a stinker. Stinker? Yeah. Great. that was coming off the list. Who fucking wrote that anyway? I'm standing there, and that's great. But I was thinking to myself, you know, at the time, well, I haven't been feeling myself. Maybe I've been cloned. But who would want to clone me? And a survey recently suggested that 65% of adults online use the same account, the same password for every account they've got online. And I thought to myself, oh, that's me, you know, I better change my password. But if you're thinking of doing the same thing, password one, with a capital P, that's mine, you can't have that. Thanks. What I do, ladies and gentlemen, in my spare time is I spoil films on the internet. And I don't know if you know of the Internet Movie Database, the IMDb. No? Yes? Perhaps. Yeah. You do. Well, that's great. So, effectively, this is for you. But the IMDb, the Internet Movie Database, if you don't know what the IMDb, the Internet Movie Database is, effectively, the IMDb, the Internet Movie Database, is a database of movies on the internet. So, if you post a review on the IMDb, Protocol dictates that if you're going to give the game away in any way, give the plot away, you know, I won't read on, I don't want to know what happens. You put spoiler alert in big letters on your review, but I don't do that, I just spoil films. So, I I'm writing a book at the moment. It's got a working title, Black and Red. I don't know if you see that. It might change. Who knows? I might keep it like that. This is film spoiling stroke one line reviews. Really? Yeah. What? Yes, effectively. That was the build up, the set up to the entire ensemble piece was the fact that I'm going to spoil some films. I don't know what could have given the game away. That's nice. Would you like to leave? Come back later? Turn away now if you don't want to see the results? Yeah, effectively, you've built it up now, so it better be fucking good. Hopefully. But I'll start with an easy one. Close your ears. Go, feel free to close your ears. Well, I'm getting to that. Should we have this conversation offline? Text me or something. I don't know. We'll start with Charlie's Angels. Charlie's Angels, film with Drew Barrymore, Lucy Liu, Cameron Diaz, beautiful women. My review, no tits. Disappointing. Marley and Me. Dog dies. Oh, that's good. The Wicker Man, try not to holiday in the Western Isles. Mary Poppins, no norks, disappointing. I Am Legend, dog dies. Forty-eight hours, early 80s, only lasts for 91 minutes. Another 48 hours, a sequel, 93 minutes. 2 minutes longer. Interesting. John Carpenter's The Thing, early 80s sci-fi thriller. The dogs die. Multiple canine casualties there.
Well, I'm talking to a fantastic comedian now, a guy who's just been on stage in Snafu. It's Jason Murphy.
Hiya, how you doing? All right?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm fine. Is that Jason C. Murphy?
It is Jason C. Murphy, yeah.
Well, what does the C stand for?
Well, it's my tribute, really, to one of my favourite musical artists, Marquis Smith. And it's a bit pretentious as well, so, you know.
Nothing wrong with being pretentious, is there?
Well, it marks me out from all of the other, famous Jason Murphys out there, you know, of which there are none.
There's none out there, yeah. So, and where... Where are you actually from?
I'm from Milton Keynes originally. Yeah.
Oh, right. And how were you unfortunate enough to end up in Aberdeen then?
I came up on a day trip and I missed the bus back. I've been here for about 4 years. So
right.
four months or 4 years.
Time passes very quickly in Aberdeen.
Time passes very, very quickly. Aberdeen's great. Scotland's great. It's got a thriving sort of comedy scene, a lot of local clubs and stuff. So it's good. I think Scotland's nice for an English person.
Yeah. And how did you get into comedy then?
I was writing stuff and I was speaking to producers and they were saying, why don't you try some of it, live, which I think was their way of saying it's crap, mate. But I think there's a big difference between the written word on the page and, sketches that you're working on in isolation and then try and find out actually where the funniness lies, where the humour is and where the jokes are. And I started to do it and I started to come along to open mic nights and stuff. And I just got the bug, and yeah. I think when you get your first few laughs under your belt, you think, oh, actually, this is really enjoyable. And it's just stemmed from there, really, so I try and do it as much as I possibly can.
Yeah. And so you're a sketch writer as well, are you?
I dabble. I've not really had any success, but I keep plugging away and sending them in, and getting...
Oh, right. Where do you send them in? Comedy Union, places like that?
BBC Scotland. I hand-delivered one to White City once in London, and I got a really nice rejection letter. Saying that they'd actually read it, so for a cold call, so to speak, that was pretty positive. But yeah, I mean, working full time and having a life as well gets in the way of that. So I don't do it as much as I probably could or should. But again, it's just balancing things out, really.
Yeah, I've had some very nice rejection letters, actually. Yeah.
it's quite encouraging when they say, there is good stuff in there, but overall we felt, that it's not right for us at this time. And it's not a flat kind of, no, it's shit, or it's not even, even worse. They don't even just, they won't even reply. So,
yeah, Well, in fact, the standards on Purple Comedy are, in fact, actually very low. So if you wanted to send us some stuff, I'm sure we'd put it on for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got reams and reams of sketches. So
I may regret saying that.
Yeah, you will. But it's interesting that, you know, as I say, the difference between, you know, working this stuff in isolation and working it in front of a crowd and changing it, and seeing it come alive and finding out where the funny is. I like that.
Yeah. And do you think that performing comedy live has helped your sketch writing?
Yes and no. It's helped me to the extent where it's allowed me to trim stuff down. So I'm getting to the punchline much quicker than I perhaps would, because I'm quite sort of verbose sometimes if I let myself. But again, I find the stand-up has kind of overtaken it. So, you
know, yeah,
if
yeah.
I stand up now, then I do.
Well, that's right. That sounds really good. Well, and have you got many gigs planned?
I've got a few kind of Red Roars at the Stand coming up, and hopefully some weekends there. And I'll be looking further forwards into the Fringe, doing some guest spots, and I'm just picking up gigs wherever I can, locally and Edinburgh, Glasgow, and further afield.
Well, it goes well for you.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks very much. And it's been nice speaking with you.
What colour is it?
It's purple, sir.
Purple?
Yes, sir.
And it's comedy, you say?
Yes, sir.
Purple comedy?
Yes, sir.
Good God!
Well, today's guest on Purple Comedy is Adrian Telfer, who's a musician who I heard playing some of his music in Strathpeffer recently. Hello, Adrian.
Hello.
And so how did you get into music then? What led you astray?
My dad.
It's his fault, is it?
Yeah. I think I was either 11 or 12 years old.
And yeah.
He put a guitar in my hands and showed me the chords to Ring of Fire.
Really?
And once I sort of roughly got the hang of that, he decided it'd be a good idea to present me to all of his friends at a dinner party.
Oh, right. So that was your first live performance.
Yeah, he got me out of bed. So come downstairs. I was in my Action Man pyjamas. And I had to sit at the dining room table and play Ring of Fire. That was my first.
That was your first gig?
My first live gig.
I think you didn't get paid.
No, I got sent back to bed.
That doesn't bode well, does it?
But no, it was a good introduction.
Oh, right. So was your dad a musician then?
Yeah, it's a bit vague, you know, what he actually did in the 60s. He was in a band.
Right.
And there's been mentions of live TV performances with his band.
So it was a bit of a mystery.
Revolving stages, you know, that kind of...
Oh, right. He must have been the Palladium then,
that kind of... I don't know. I'm going to have to ask him now.
You've never actually asked him what you did then.
Well, no, we've asked him, but I'm one of four sons, so we tend to interrupt him. So I don't know, I'll have to get the details of his musical career.
Okay.
It seems to be quite lively.
Right, and did your brothers play music as well?
Yeah, my youngest brother, Alistair, he's a piano man. He plays the keyboards. My slightly older brother, Charlie, he's a really good guitarist. Bit iffy on the singing. my eldest brother, Mark, he's a sort of music producer type figure.
Okay.
Very much into studio setups. He's a DJ.
Oh my God, so you're quite a musical family.
Quite a musical family.
And where do you come from? I mean, we're in Inverness and Highlands of Scotland.
Well, my mum and dad are Scottish.
Oh, right.
In Lanarkshire.
Okay.
I was born in Northampton, which is a huge claim to fame.
Born in Northampton.
Now
that could be Adrian Telfer, born in Northampton.
Yeah, which I don't know whether that's a good accolade or...
Probably not. No. I've been to Northampton.
So now I was born in a croft on the Black Isle.
Oh, that's better. Hey, see, that's much better. That's much more romantic.
Sounds better.
Son of the croft, brilliant.
But
that's great.
My dad was an army man, so we've moved.
And so what got you? So where do you play now? Obviously you play in the Highlands, but whereabouts?
At the moment, I play quite a few support slots in Hootenannies, which is lovely. I started playing in the Bothy on the top floor.
Yes.
A couple of years ago, they were doing a singer-songwriter Showcase.
And they used to have a comedy club in the Boffy at Walpole.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very nefarious place it was.
So I played there for, I don't know, about a year. I was in there for, you know, once a month doing singer-songwriter. Then I got promoted downwards to Manhattan. Yeah.
There's a middle floor, isn't there?
To the middle floor.
Yeah.
Which I don't know, it's Mad Hatters is good for a loud rock band, but such as myself, a fairly acoustic sound. I don't know, it took a bit of getting used to being so loud.
Right.
That's what I found. Okay. I wasn't used to hearing myself so loud, and it made me think, ooh, that's
that's me causing that noise.
Scary.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And yeah, eventually, you know, after a while, I got promoted downwards again to the...
Oh, you're on the ground floor.
Yeah, on the ground floor, which is great.
Well, that's amazing. Yeah, the ground floor's the biggest floor in Hootenanny, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the busy floor.
I should explain that. We get listeners from all over the world, China and all over the place. Hootenanny's is a pub in Inverness, and I think it's just got awarded the best music pub in Britain or something.
Yeah.
Quite incredible.
Quite a big award for it.
It is amazing, and probably because you play there.
Yeah, absolutely. it's all down to me. Now, I mean, the guy that promotes the music there and books the bands, he's done a brilliant job of, you know, diversifying, because the ground floor in Hootenanny's used to be
traditional music,
solid traditional.
That was it. Yeah,
accordions, fiddles, and
that's right.
He's changing that. He's putting.
Oh right! I didn't realise it was changing.
And it's changing gradually.
Yeah.
I mean, I think 4 or 5 years ago, I wouldn't have had the hope of playing on the bottom floor of Hootenanny's. Makes it sound like this.
Yeah.
Mecca.
It is
for musicians. But.
It's a Scottish. It's a traditional Scottish pub. Yeah. But very sensibly, they serve Thai food.
Indeed.
You wouldn't
very
want
nice
to
Thai food.
It's I'm very told. Nice. It is indeed. Yeah. You wouldn't want to eat traditional Scottish food.
No.
To be quite honest. Deep fried Mars bars don't tend to go down too well. How would you describe your music then?
That's a tricky thing.
It's a start for me too.
I've been described as acoustic folk / indie.
Right. Okay.
Which covers about 5 or 6 genres of music.
So we can exclude reggae and punk then?
Yes.
Just. You yes. hesitated slightly.
I mean, my recent song is called Highland Blues, so you could say it was a blues song.
Oh, we'll be hearing that later on
in
the show.
It's not a traditional blues song. It's a,
okay.
I don't know. It's,
you
have to listen to it. Really.
Now, when I heard you at Strathpeffer, you played a very interesting song. It's called Dipper.
Oh, Dipper.
That's it. Dipper. Sorry about
you
that.
You have to give it a Black Isle.
A Black Isle twist.
Twist.
This is basically about a marine disaster, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it was a disaster with
with a happy ending,
a happy outcome.
I mean, marine disasters have been quite inspirational for songwriters throughout the years, right?
I mean, we went through this.
Okay, go ahead.
We keep a very small. I call it a yacht because it's just big enough to call
a
yacht.
Okay.
So I can call it a yacht. Which is okay. So we've got this yacht in Bannockburn over on the west coast near Gale.
Right.
Shot out of Loch Broom into the Minch, and a northerly gale force 6/7.
All right.
Appeared from nowhere,
completely out of the blue,
and created some enormous waves, which was okay. We were doing okay. We were going away from the wind. We had the waves coming up behind us, so it was a bit like sitting on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Tiny triangle of sail, just to keep us in the right direction. And as we got to Ruaray Point, which is quite a notorious.
Oh God! As you got towards the rocks,
Point.
Yeah. Okay.
It's probably the closest we would have been to land. We were hit by a cross wave.
Right.
So we had a big wave coming from behind us that lifted us up, and a cross wave came at right angles just at the same time and snapped off our rudder.
Oh, brilliant. And then you got rescued, did you?
Yeah, which I have to take my hat off to the rescue services. I issued a mayday.
Oh, great.
And fired a flare just to
make
sure. And within 10 minutes there was a helicopter
hovering
above us.
It takes longer than that to get a taxi ready.
Yeah.
So and then the helicopter winched you up into safety, didn't it?
Well, they took the kids off first, had my two small daughters with me. And the winchman took them off first, which is which was a bit heart-stopping, seeing
absolutely
lifted up into the air.
Yeah,
And then they took my wife up and then me last. They dumped me in the sea.
I'm glad to hear it.
As we left the boat, the winchman's foot caught on the guardrail of our yacht.
Oh, right.
It's spinning.
Okay.
And he pointed downwards. And this was all happening very quickly. And I had a split second. Why is he pointing downwards? And the helicopter dipped by about 20 feet very quickly.
Oh,
and put my feet in the sea to stop us spinning, which you can see the logic behind it, but it was a bit of a shock.
Well, you're not expecting it.
No.
It's quite frightening being suspended from a helicopter.
Indeed. So we left our yacht drifting, and they took us to Stornoway, gave us a cup of tea, and showed us where we'd been and where we were rescued from, and then they flew us back to Bannockburn.
Oh, right.
And landed in the field behind where we'd parked our van.
Bloody hell, that's a pretty good service.
And a fisherman from Barra put one of his Romanian crew onto our boat. I don't know how he did it, I didn't ask. Because it was a four or five metre swell. And he put this crewman onto our boat, tied a rope to it, and towed it back into Gerloch for us.
Bloody hell. Well, good service, all that.
A good service.
And this inspired us. I mean, marine disasters have inspired a lot of stuff. Look at the tunes that go out of Titanic.
Indeed.
That's brilliant. I mean, I think they might have
Scotland history, I think.
It was. I mean, there was a band on board that as well, wasn't there?
Indeed. Yeah.
So I think, music, it's a good job for your kids that you don't sing country and western, because you... One of them would have to go blind and you have to shoot the dog.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Dipper. I think we should hear Dipper
right now.
Okay, let's see it. Here we go. This is Adrian Telfer with Dipper.
We set sail one early morn. Sweet old Bannockburn. The wind was fair, the sea was kind, to the summer isles we did go. We sang. We made our way on that lovely day to find a sheltered cove. We dropped the hook for a good night's rest beneath the stars above. We sang. The very next day to Ullapool town to buy supplies and a pint. We picked up a good line to rest for a time, to be up the tide to ship out. We headed out, we came about, heading roughly due south. The wind increased to a steady 4-6, chasing our tails with its clouds. The wind sang. We were flying so well, we couldn't tell how strong the swell had become. Something gave out, we were flung about, no steering was left in my hands. We issued a distress, I have told you the rest. Suffice, all is left now to say, our lives were saved on that wild windy day by the brave men of the NCAA. Oh,
Mayday! 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 Is that the Coast Guard? Oh, thank God. Look, put me through to the singer-songwriter's emergency rhyming service, please. Hello? Hello? I'm writing this song, see? I've got... help me, please. My little ship is going down. I'm frightened at me all, Mike, and I can't get the next bit. What rhymes with down? Oh, yeah, clown. I never thought of that. My ship is going down. Perhaps we'll meet a clown. Thanks very much.
So that was Adrian with Dipper, a celebration of his nautical life, I think. And you're saying you've got a website now, I understand?
I do, yes. You can find me at adriantelfer.com.
All right, I'll put a link to that on the Purple Comedy website.
I tried to keep it concise.
I think that covers it, adriantelfer.com, yeah. Doesn't it, really? Yeah. that's more or less what you... And do you have albums for sale on
there? I do have a CD that's for sale.
What's the CD called?
It's called Take a Closer Look.
Ah, okay. At Adrian Telfer.
My first CD was Straight From Nowhere.
Oh, wow. Okay, okay.
So it's kind of a...
So you...
It's kind of a follow-up.
A progression. So you're Straight From Nowhere, and now you're taking a closer look.
Attention, you know.
And people can people download your music,
yes,
as well?
Yes, indeed. There's a link from my website to a small selling tool called the Bizmo.
Oh, my God. That sounds exciting.
Which I discovered last Monday. Which allows me to sell music and a T-shirt.
And a tee, and there's an Adrian.
You can buy a take.
Bloody hell, there's an Adrian Telfer tee. And has that got your physiognomy on it?
It has the album cover on the front and my website on the back.
Bloody hell.
So, yeah, if you buy as many of those as you can.
All right, we should have a little competition on here somewhere. I'll think of a competition. Yeah. And maybe someone could win one of your T-shirts.
Absolutely, yeah. That'd be good.
The Adrian Telfer T-shirt.
But no, you can download individual tracks or the whole album. The whole album would set you back at a princely £3.49.
£3.49. Then you can't do better than that.
It's an absolute bargain.
Brilliant. So I'll put a link to that on the site, and folk want to come along. And we'll be playing some more of Adrian's music later on in the show. Well, where are you next? Where can people see you live next?
Live next. What I do is I list my gigs on my website and on my MySpace and on my Facebook.
Oh, you have to have all these things these days.
So
they're
all linked. So if you find one of them, you'll find the rest.
Indeed. Well, thanks very much, Adrian. This has been Adrian Telfer from Purple Comedy, and we've been taking a closer look at Adrian. Thanks very much.
You're listening to Purple Comedy.
Well, that's about it from this edition of Purple Comedy. I do hope you've enjoyed the show. Just to recap a bit, we had the incredibly funny Jason C. Murphy on the show earlier on. I think of all the comedians that I've seen around for a while, sort of up-and-coming comedians, Jason is, I think, the one who'll go further. So I really think if you get the chance, catch Jason C. Murphy live. Very, very funny guy. He could go far. He might even go to, I don't know, Warrington or somewhere. Also, we had Adrian Telfer on the show with his fine musical Survival from his accidental holiday. So I was thinking of a competition. I thought, if you can give us a funny name for a song about a seafaring disaster, the funniest one will win the T-shirt. That's fair enough, isn't it? I can't say further than that. So playing us out with Highland Blues is Adrian Telfer. I do hope you've enjoyed the show. Bye-bye.
1, 2, 3, 4. I've been all around the world, I've been so many places, made so many good damn friends, I can't remember their faces. I've been bad, I've been bad, washed up and had. I woke up in the morning and I loved everything I had. Your money don't make me happy, your love just makes me blue. Pick up the guitar, play the Highland Blues. I hitched a ride from way down south, I knew where I was headed. I ended up at Gretna Green and boy I got wetted. I felt trapped and I snapped, went upstairs and packed. I woke up in the morning and that's the love I found. Your money don't make me happy, your love just makes me blue. Pick up the guitar and I play the Highland Blues. A cat dropped off at the top of the glen. I knew where I was going. I wandered through the wilderness. I'm never feeling lonely. I was impressed. I was dressed. Had to stop and rest. I woke up in the morning and I loved the view I found. Your money don't make me happy. Your love just makes me blue. Get up the guitar. Play the Highland Blues. I pitched my tent by the side of a lock. I left my tent flap open. I fell asleep beneath the stars. My sanity was broken. I got had real bad. They drove me mad. I woke up in the morning and I lost a lot of blood. Your money don't make me happy. Those midges just make me blue. I said your money don't make me happy and your love just makes me blue. Pick up the guitar and I play the Highland Blues. You see, I've had lovers in England. I've had lovers in Spain. Married a girl from Inverness. Hell, I won't do that again. I was confused. I felt used. Slightly abused. I woke up in the morning and my mojo was gone. Your money don't make me happy. Your love just makes me blue. I said your money don't make me happy. Your love just makes me blue. Pick up my guitar. Play the Highland Blues. I hear the train a-coming, rolling round the bend. I married a girl from Inverness. Hell, I won't do that again. I felt confused. I was used. Slightly abused. I woke up in the morning and my mojo was gone. Your money don't make me happy. Your love just makes me blue. I said your money don't make me happy. Your love just makes me blue. Your money don't make me happy. Your love just makes me blue. Pick up the guitar and I play the Highland Blues.